Hello, friends. I'm Pastor Garrett, and I'm here with my good friend, David.
David Bolduc here at Strong Tower Radio. It's good to have you here, Garrett.
Hey, it's always great to be here at Strong Tower. And we are just so excited to take a look at a new biblical show, A Thoughtful Hour. There's a paragraph here from The Desire of Ages that mentions how we should be spending a thoughtful hour. And I'll just read it here. It's from Desire of Ages, page 83. It says, "It would be well for us to spend a thoughtful hour each day in contemplation of the life of Christ. We should take it point by point and let the imagination grasp each scene, especially the closing ones."
Exactly. Isn't that thought-provoking to think we should dwell on this and just not skim it? There's so much depth in this.
Oh, absolutely. And you and I were talking about this the other day when we were thinking about doing something like this. Mm-hmm. You know, those final moments from the life of Christ.
Right.
That takes up most of the Gospels.
It does. And especially that last closing scene. You know, you think how many chapters there are in the Gospels. One third of the chapters in the Gospels is dedicated to the last week of Christ's life.
Yeah, exactly.
29 chapters. 89 chapters in total. 29 chapters right there in the last week, Passion Week.
So there must be something about that final week that you just mentioned that God wants to get our attention with.
Exactly. Yeah. He's like, "Do you see it?"
Yeah, exactly.
Did you get the text?
Totally. And I love how that passage says that we should let our imaginations go with this.
Exactly.
So that's what we're going to do. We don't have an hour today. We have about 15 minutes. But as we go through, you know, these final moments of the life of Christ and a little bit before that, we just want to see what God is trying to tell us through the words of the Gospels.
Right.
So I'm really excited about this, and we'll be taking this final hour as our motto here in Desire of Ages, page 83. But anyway, I'd like to invite you, if you're able to, maybe you're driving or whatever it is, but Matthew chapter 20 is where we are today, and this is before, of course, we have the crucifixion, this is before we have Passover, before all of that. Mm-hmm. In Matthew chapter 20, we find Christ tell his disciples something, and he's done this before in the biblical narrative, but at this point, he lays it out on the line, Matthew chapter 20, and we'll read here verse 17 to 19. Do you want to read that for us?
Sure. "Now Jesus was going up to Jerusalem, took the 12 disciples aside on the road and said to them, 'Behold, we are going up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man will be betrayed to the chief priests and to the scribes, and they will condemn him to death and deliver him to the Gentiles to mock and to scourge and to crucify, and the third day he will rise again.'"
All right, so I mean, we could go through the Gospels and point time after time, example after example, that Jesus looks at his disciples and says, "I'm not going to be around forever."
Right.
And not just, "I'm not going to be around forever," but here he says, "I'm going to be crucified. I'm going to be scourged. This is going to happen to me."
Now, do you think he gave these details in this sequence for a reason?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Christ never did anything by chance.
Right.
So he must have.
Right.
Well, why do you think he did?
He's a prophet.
Yeah.
Literally, he foretold right there what's going to happen in that sequence.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And he's trying to let the disciples know, "I've been studying scripture. I've been studying the book of Daniel. I know what's going to be happening in my life. Mm-hmm. And I don't want you to be taken by surprise."
Right. And when I said prophet, that's not to diminish him.
No,
but
yeah.
That's one of the features of him being the Messiah. He had the ability to prophesy in detail what's going to happen.
Absolutely. And in that, yes, Jesus was a prophet. Yes, he was a Messiah. But it is important to, like you mentioned, understand that he did have a prophetic sense about
it. Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And so the disciples are here, and I don't know about you, but if I was in, you know, the inner circle of Christ, and he just told me that this was going to take place, I would have some questions.
You would think so, yeah.
Yeah.
Crucify, especially crucify. Or to even that they're going to scourge, you know, what's going on? How is this going to happen to you?
Exactly. I mean, and he didn't just say, you know, there's some other places in the gospel narrative where it mentions he's like, "destroy this temple." That's more like symbolic,
mm-hmm,
right?
Right.
But here he flat out tells his disciples. And at least here in Matthew chapter 20, we do not find the disciples asking a question or answering, really.
Right.
This next part in Matthew chapter 20, verse 20, if you're just joining us, it shocks me because the very next thing that happens, and I don't know if it's in the same setting or not, mm-hmm, But it says in verse 20, then came to him the mother of Zebedee, children with her sons, worshiping him and desiring a certain thing of him. And he said to her, what wilt thou? Or what do you want? She said to him, grant that these my two sons may sit, one on my right hand and the other on the left, in your kingdom. That baffles me.
She's missed the point.
Completely. I mean, Jesus just said, I'm going to die. And they respond with, who's going to be greatest in your kingdom?
Right. Yeah, but what about this?
Yeah. So I don't know if they didn't hear it or if they were too focused on asking this question or what. But, you know, all the Gospels seem to point to the fact that the disciples missed what Christ was trying to say.
Right.
And I think it's, I have it right here. It's in the Gospel of Luke. It says in Luke 22, verse 24, that there was great strife among them, which would be accounted the greatest.
They had this thing about being the greatest.
Yeah.
What is in the human nature that we associate with, you know, they were associated with Christ,
mm-hmm.
right there with him. Even the demons were subject to them,
mm-hmm.
and they're still fighting about who's going to be the greatest.
Absolutely. And they're so blinded by who's going to be the greatest in your kingdom that they miss the greatest, I would call it miracle,
mm-hmm.
that happens in the great controversy of Christ saying, I'm going to die.
They were so focused on the kingdom, but they weren't seeing what the principles of the kingdom are.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. That, I love how you said that. So focused on the kingdom, but not focused on what the principles were.
Mm-hmm.
And I think sometimes we as Christians are somewhat the same. We focus on the kingdom of Christ that's coming. I mean, the second coming of Jesus. This radio right. station talks about it all the time.
All the time.
And we should.
It's in our station ID.
Absolutely it is. But with that, we get so focused on the second coming that often we forget what takes place before that triumphant event.
Mm-hmm.
And the disciples, I mean, I'm sure that they were probably thinking about the earthly kingdom that they thought Christ would set up. But they're so focused on the glory that they're forgetting that there's going to be some pain that happens before.
They're talking about, at least mom here is talking about, who's going to be on the left, who's going to be on the right.
Mm-hmm.
Who's going to be in authority next to you?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's amazing.
It is. And I read this and applying it to myself. We're living in very interesting times right now,
yes,
as I know you know, and all our listeners know.
Yeah.
And it's so easy. I mean, the Bible, just like Jesus told his disciples here, the Bible also tells us what's going to take place in the last days.
Yes, it does. In detail.
In great detail.
Yes.
And so often we're focused on, maybe it's not who's going to be the greatest, but we run down these rabbit trails.
We do.
And we miss the point.
We don't have the characteristics of a citizen of the kingdom.
Hmm.
We want to be citizens, but are we willing to be good citizens in Christ's kingdom?
That's exactly it. I love how you said that again. Yeah, we want to be part of the kingdom, but what does that mean? What are the qualifications of that?
Yeah.
And the disciples, because they're ignoring the warnings of Jesus, and I know many of our listeners know this story well, they're about to have a rude awakening.
Very rude. Very abrupt. Everything's going to change. Their whole world's going to change.
Absolutely. And I believe that Christ did everything in his power to not let that happen.
He was continually saying, guys, this is what's going to happen. And yeah, they're just so focused on me.
Yeah, absolutely. It was self that was in the way of what Christ was saying. You know, Great Controversy talks about this too. Page 594, it says, the words which the disciples needed to remember were banished from their minds, and when the time of trial came, it found them unprepared. The death of Jesus fully destroyed their hopes as if he had never forewarned them.
But you know the beauty of the scriptures? God doesn't give up on us if we're not paying attention.
Amen.
He comes back and says, okay, I'm going to tell you again, and I'm going to tell you again, because he loves us, and he's trying to reach out to us and get our attention that one of these days we're going to get it.
Amen. I mean, he keeps knocking, doesn't he?
Oh, yeah. He doesn't give up.
Absolutely. And this is just, like we mentioned, one of the instances that Christ is trying to warn his disciples. And you're right. He doesn't stop.
No, he doesn't.
I mean, he even tells Peter, listen, you're going to deny me three times.
Peter's like, no, not me. Come on. Him? Yeah, he'll do it, but not me.
Totally. I'll die for you,
yeah,
Lord.
Yeah.
But in all of this, maybe it was arrogance. Maybe it was misplaced confidence. But the disciples were going into this I want to say like the crescendo of the great controversy, completely unaware. But Christ had given them all the tools that they needed,
mm-hmm.
and they just ignored it.
Yeah.
So anyway, I don't want that to be any of our listeners. I don't want that to be me. One of the minor prophets says, my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge.
So we're here trying to bring up knowledge.
We're here trying to bring up the knowledge.
And you know, that's what we're trying to do here at Strong Tower Radio, to lift the name of God. You know, his character, his principles, his name, so that God will appear as he really is. Very beautiful, very kind, very loving.
Amen. Amen. Yes, a God of love, a God of mercy. And in that God of love, and I think a lot of people have a hard time, I know that I have, and I still do sometimes, wrapping my mind around God being a God of love and God being a God of judgment at the same time.
Yeah.
But in order for God to be a God of love, he has to be a God of judgment.
He's a father.
Yeah.
And a father has both sides in balance.
Absolutely. And if he didn't put an end to this horrific cancer that we call sin.
Exactly.
That's not love.
No.
And so what we're seeing here, what we're reading here in the final moments of this hour that we're taking a look at here in the life of Christ, is that we cannot afford to be ignoring the signs that God has showed us in his word.
And it's because he loves us. He wants to give us an inside view of what the enemy's intents are so that we can trust God mm-hmm. and be victorious, be overcomers like the book of Revelation talks about.
Amen. Absolutely. I mean, when you're holding there the word of God, you have the devil's game plan right there. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what the devil's trying to do, and you see how God is completely throwing a monkey wrench in the devil's plan.
He loves doing that. That's just him. He says, if you love me, you will.
Yeah.
And here we are.
Do you think, and going back to the disciples here, do you think that the influence of the Pharisees and the Sadducees, of course, they scoffed at Jesus saying mm-hmm. that he was going to, the temple was going to be destroyed.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Do you think they were influenced by that scoffing?
It just wore them down.
Yeah.
But then Christ would say, and he would take them off to the side and mm-hmm. bring back their focus. And we got to do the same thing. Whenever you hear all that other stuff, mm-hmm. go back to the word, mm-hmm. dig in. And look for a jewel, because even if you study just one verse, mm-hmm. if you keep looking at it, there's one word that's going to jump out at you. It's like, I've never seen that.
Right.
It's beautiful.
It is beautiful. And being worn down, I think that, I mean, this is 2021 at the time of this recording. I mean, we just went through 2020, which was a very difficult time.
Exactly, yeah.
Being worn down, I think a lot of our listeners could probably, I guess, identify with.
Exhausting.
Exhausting. And, you know, we've been talking about the second coming of Christ for so long, and it hasn't happened yet. You know, that in and of itself, I turned here to 2 Peter chapter 3. And in 2 Peter 3:3, it talks about like the last days that there will come scoffers. And in verse 4, it says, they will say, where's the promise of his coming? Since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of creation. So the fact that people are doubting the second coming of Jesus, because, well, you know, my father believed in the second coming of Jesus. He didn't come, you know. Yeah. That's a sign of the time in and of itself.
It is.
Yeah. So I guess to our listeners tonight, don't be worn down. Keep the faith.
Because every promise that God makes, he keeps.
Amen.
So he's going to keep this one too.
Praise God for that. And God is always on time.
Exactly.
So it may be that you need to be listening to this radio station right now. This is the time that you need. Jesus is going to come on time, and I'll tell you what, it's never a bad time to accept Jesus in your life.
Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you so much for listening to this thoughtful hour, and we hope to catch you next time here on Strong Tower Radio, where God's character is proclaimed.